Nah, I'll figure it out later.
Oh, that's what that one is. Okay.
Yeah, that's the chaos. Hey, welcome
to the chaos of the Afton Podcast Co-op. We are at one of our largest meetups in a long time. We have approximately 13 people here, if I'm doing my math right, and the number of microphones that we have out here on the table. So buckle up for this one, folks. Not that the last couple have not had made you buckle up, but... Anyways, I'll introduce myself. My name is David Kelso. I am the co-founder of the Appleton Podcast Co-op, and I have a couple of podcasts, but we'll, who cares about that? We have other people here that are more important than me at this time, so we're going to go around the table. Everyone just shout out your first name into the microphone, one at a time, not all at once. Randy, I know you follow instructions properly, so. All right, Gabe, you're up, and I don't want to have to say everyone's name myself, otherwise that's pointless for me. But this is a test of your abilities to do teamwork.
Gabriel.
Gary.
Eric.
Jose.
Randy.
Melissa.
Greg.
Nice.
Jess.
This is just like the Mickey Mouse club. This is Dummy. Mikey.
Yep. You got it.
Are we supposed to say the name of our podcast, too?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
I just want to relate a voice
to
a name.
That's Bob, not saying his name.
Classic Bob. Yes, very dangerous. Everyone nice and close to their microphones? Okay, fantastic. Well, the joy of being in a larger group like this is it's a little chaotic, but one thing that's more of an announcement and a... exciting thing is that we have some new people here, so let's start off with those people because you've heard other people's voices other times. So, not that we don't love y'all, you just talked a lot. So, let's start with the man on the stairs, Mr. E.
Sounds good. My name's Eric. I just recently started my podcast, Mr. E's Mysteries. That's M-Y-S-T-E-R, capital E. Mr. E's Mysteries, and it's about all things psychology and trends in society and throughout history.
Love it. So is it very Fraser Crane-esque or no? Do you have call-ins and say, I'm listening?
Yeah, no, not a big Kelsey Grammer fan, so
okay,
we kind of avoid that. So
my hero. That's fair enough. There's many reasons not to love or to love him. It's one of my favorite shows, regardless of the actors and whatever they believe, but...
Yeah, I won't hold it against you.
Thanks, appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, now I have a modern podcast to listen to about psychology, so it checks out. And so, Mr. E, you're a teacher actually here locally in the Valley. Are we allowed to say that?
I am, yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm a high school psychology teacher, and actually my students had been talking to me for years about having all these stories.
Yeah.
And they're like, why don't you do a podcast and see what happens? So, yeah.
What was your most recent episode about?
The last two that we did, one was on the history of the insanity defense and how it is not a psychological term. And then the other one is related to a court case down in Texas about a guy named Scott Panetti. Who, do you want to hear a little bit about it?
Sure. Tell me about Scott Panetti.
Scott Panetti is actually originally from Wisconsin. And
serial killer, I bet then.
No, paranoid schizophrenic. Serial killer. Yeah, absolutely. But he's a paranoid schizophrenic who married, had a wife. He was institutionalized some 14 times. In and out of hospitals. Once believed that all of his furniture was possessed by the devil.
Well, it
and
is.
So he buried it in his backyard. Logical.
Logical.
Yes.
Steps.
Yeah. And he ended up murdering his in-laws.
Oh, that's not so great.
A very sad story. So anyway, long story short. Down in Texas, they have an interesting legal system, and he was allowed to be his own attorney. So he represented himself during this time. He was in the throes of a schizophrenic break, a psychotic break from reality, and he was dressed up like a 1930s cowboy, representing himself at trial, and he called people on the stand like JFK. By the way, this was in the early 1990s, so JFK was no longer with us.
But the ghost of JFK.
Anne Bancroft, so if you like the movie The Graduate, she was called to testify. Jesus Christ was called to testify. And then a bunch of his friends who he just wanted to chat with. Needless to say, he was found guilty and sentenced to death.
Wow.
So he was found not only sane at the time of the crime, but he was also found competent to help in his own defense. So it's a rather interesting story. So,
So you tell the story and then approach it from like a psychological.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep. That's exactly it. So it's a lot of fun. And then I tie it in with the previous podcast that I did on the history of the insanity defense.
Psychologically speaking, the bail was crackers.
What's that?
So psychologically speaking, the bail was crackers.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, last question for you, Eric.
Absolutely.
Is this podcast more focused for high schoolers because that's what you teach, or is it? Or would you say it's more broadly available for?
No, it's broadly available. Focused? Yeah, it's for. It is. You know, it is for teenagers, young adults, adults, parents.
Yeah.
We do talk a lot about teen mental health. We'll talk a lot about issues that kids have with social media and the psychology behind that, and algorithms and. That sort of thing. So it's really kind of for everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we like to make it nice and broad. I got a lot of advice from our friend sitting to my right of me, Gary, about some of the ways to approach this. And so it's really broad categorically, so we touch on a lot of subjects.
Awesome.
Spell the name of it again.
Mysteries, capital MYSTER, capital E, apostrophe S, Mr. E's. Mysteries, MYSTERIES.
Link will be in the show notes. Riveting audio right there, spelling things.
That's one of the things where you have to like rewind it. It's like.
Yeah, just put the link. We'll put the links in the show notes for everyone, so you don't need to spell things, because if you have a funky spelling, they can be tough to find. But
you just know somebody's driving trying to write this shit down.
You caused the accident on 41. That's your fault. All right, next up, we're going to talk about some of the neat features, and I don't have to just bring these up randomly. We actually have people that are using some of the benefits of the Upton Podcast Co-op.
Well, you've got people on the end down here.
Yeah, and we've got Jose's been here before, but he's actually recorded. All right, Jose, we don't give a rip about you.
I think what you're trying to say is we'll go into kind of what. I'll piggyback off of what you're saying.
Yes. So one of the benefits of the Upton Podcast Co-op is using the Porta Potty, which is a four-person podcast studio in a backpack. Remember to flush when you're done with it. That's much appreciated. We don't want to spread germs. But Jose is one of those people that has been renting it out last couple of weekends to do some recording. So, Jose, tell us about you and your podcast, your preliminary recordings here.
Yeah. Well, really just trying to get my feet wet, and I think, you know, using the benefit of being able to rent out the mics and get my hands on that really has kind of helped get me started, because I think really that was kind of one of the things that was holding me back. You know, what equipment do I buy and this and that, and so it was just really easy to kind of get my hands on it and hook it up and start talking, feel like a complete weirdo at first. But you know, I've barred it a second time now and kind of trying to put a script together, trying to be a little bit more natural, maybe not follow the script so much and kind of improvise as I'm kind of going and just kind of be more natural about it. So it's really helping. My podcast is really going to be more about whiskey and the whiskey world. It's a large world on its own.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to start out for beginners, but I do plan on diving in deeper into the whiskey knowledge, so it'll become more into intermediate to definitely, I don't know, maybe a few years down the road being like master level whiskey talk. So.
Are you, I'm assuming you haven't brewed or distilled any whiskey yourself? No.
No.
So this is just coming from an enjoyer of whiskey.
Yeah, I come from the coffee world.
Okay.
And there's a lot of similarities between the science that goes into distilling the whiskeys, and really what it comes down to at the end of the day, how you like your coffee is not how I like my coffee.
Right.
And in the whiskey world, everybody can say anything, and you're right, because that's your preference, right? Yeah. You're not wrong. So
cool. So you're kind of, you have some base knowledge there, and you're exploring the world of whiskey and helping other people explore that world
of
whiskey.
Yeah, just kind of really talking about my journey, and I think a lot of people want to get started in it too, and sometimes don't know where to get started, so what better way than to find similarities with somebody who's going down that journey.
Yeah. What is your favorite whiskey?
Right now it's the, I can't even say the name, Lugenwald.
Lugenwald?
Yeah.
I'm not a whiskey drinker.
Lagavulin?
Yeah, that one.
Lagavulin.
Jess, coming in hot over
my
here.
My wife got me an 11-year bottle from there.
Okay.
From,
is that Germany? That sounds German.
Sounds
German,
yeah.
Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland, yeah. And it's really smoky. I like the big, complex flavors in that. Yeah, and
You can
and I only drink
bulbs.
It very occasionally.
Okay.
So,
11 year, I'm sure.
Otherwise, my go-to is Angel's Envy.
You could tell Dave's a beer guy when we're talking whiskey. And he says, "Is that from Germany?" Yes, Dave.
Yeah, you never know.
All beer,
guys. Here's what I know: I get an old fashioned, I get it sweet, and that's when they ask me if I want brandy or bourbon. I say, "You pick." whatever the Wisconsin way is, which I think is brandy.
I think that has more to do with your youth than it does
my youth
with your.
I turn. You turn 29 next week.
You haven't matured in all the right ways.
My palate is not sophisticated as y'all. I understand.
I mean, I enjoy beer. I enjoy a good beer, but whiskey is not my new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for being here. And we'll move on to another selling point of the Appleton Podcast Club. This is great. I don't even have to bring these up. Out of the blue.
Yeah, this is totally organic.
It is. Totally organic. Oh, can you hold the cue card up a little higher, Randy? Thank you. So we have some two new folks here, and they are some of our beta testers for the Appleton podcast peer-to-peer coaching that we have. So, Melissa, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Melissa. My podcast is called Weighing Into Reality. And the goal is to host a new guest each week or periodically that has a weight loss transformation story. So people that have transformed their lives through health and fitness, and just let them tell their stories. So we kind of go back to their childhood, where they grew up, kind of how these habits form, where and when they kind of decided to make this change, and then kind of they walk me through that whole process and then where they're at now and how it's changed their life. And and I've been working with Jess a couple of times to just shoot some ideas off of her, and it's been great to get feedback from someone who's kind of had a similar type of show as far as the guest hosting goes and just ideas for getting started. And I've already recorded 3 episodes, so just in the fine-tuning stages now of getting it ready to go and hopefully release within the next few weeks.
Awesome.
How does it make the connection between you and your background and the podcast itself? What is it that gave you the impetus or the motivation to do this?
So about 10 years ago, after I had graduated college and moved away from home for the first time, I had put on a lot of weight. And when I left that job and came back home, I kind of looked in the mirror and I was like, this, we got to make a change here. Like, this is not going in a good direction. I was having a hard time getting around. My eating habits were really unhealthy. So I kind of found a community that helped me lose 60 pounds. And then I've been able to maintain that weight loss then for the last 10 years. And I think the whole idea is just the journey around it and being able to maintain that, because you go through so many different seasons and changes in life, and it's like, how do you stick to your guns? And getting information from other people and sharing it with other people who might be in the same position as you are or you were, just getting that out there for other people to hopefully help them.
Yeah. So this is the kind of thing you wish was around when you were going through this.
Yeah, for sure. So I think it's hard to take that first step, kind of. It's scary to go into experience a new thing. And now we have so many resources out there on the internet that people don't even have to leave their house to try to make a first step. You can passively listen to a podcast and listen to people's stories and if that resonates with somebody and helps them take that first step or look for another resource, then that's what it's there for.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. What has been your approach? Because I feel like that is a subject that many people have stigma towards or, you know, are afraid to talk about.
Yeah.
What has been your approach with that?
I think it's easier when you've been through the experience because, yeah, people don't want to touch that weight loss subject or this subject. But when you're in that lifestyle, you see the people around you that would benefit from this. So, like, going to meetings, people on the internet, like, it's hard to talk about if you don't have the experience behind it. But when you do, you're like, yeah, there's a community there that does need this. And I think that gives you credit towards being able to have those conversations with people.
Cool. Yeah. So interview show, going to continue to talk to people and find some more people. So the shout out, if anyone wants to share their story, please contact us and we can get you in touch with Melissa to be a guest on the show.
I love that.
So thank you guys for being here. You have someone next to you as well. Who is this lovely man?
Yep, this is just my husband. He's just here for support.
Just my husband.
Give the ideas.
Greg.
I'm the technician.
Wow. More producers than other people here. Yeah. So, nice.
All right. The worst hosts.
No, he's a technician, not.
He said more producers than other people. What you're looking for is
hosts. Thanks, Randy. So we'll open the floor to anyone else who has any podcast updates. If you want to share whether what your most recent episode was about or something new that you've started trying in your podcast, or if you started a podcast recording, maybe you can't see this, but I'm nudging my friend, our friend Gabe over here.
Soon.
I like it. I'm going to keep nudging until
I appreciate it.
Actually, Gabe did something very good as far as helping to establish himself to find the information that he needs to be able to do his podcast. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, thanks to Gary's Everything Everywhere daily podcast, one of his ads is he offers there's a discount offered on newspapers.com, 20% off, and that I'd been meaning to get a subscription to that because I need to research newspaper articles on the story I'm doing, and with a basic membership, it doesn't show as much. So anyway, but it did save a considerable amount with the 20% off. So that was a step in the right direction for me. So.
Cool.
And I'm like, I think I said last time I was here that Facebook memories popped up and I was meeting here with you guys then. So I really have not done much in a year.
Hey, that is not a problem.
Snail's pace here.
Everyone is going on their own pace and you have a unique story, and if you're taking the time to be well researched, because I think yours being an Undertaker true crime mystery story, I'll say
true story
is something you'll probably want to fact check along the way.
Yes.
So before you start accusing people of burning down other funeral homes.
Yeah. Well, he was convicted, so
he still might come at you if you say something wrong. We heard about Mr. Pete from Texas earlier today. So
what was it?
There are false convictions out there.
No,
yeah, but it's the process of getting there, right?
I can speak a little bit to the slow process because I do have 97 episodes of The Meditation Well out, but I am also very behind.
How are you behind?
Because my goal is to have episodes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah.
And I should be at like 109 episodes at this point. I know. It's terrible. But to be fair, I am a payroll manager.
True.
I own my own yoga business.
Yep.
I am the volunteer coordinator for the upcoming Mandala Yoga Festival. I am a board member of Midday Women's Alliance.
Woo!
I'm a wife to a very supportive husband. And, you know, the list goes on and on.
Shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Mike.
The list goes on and on. And even though I told you you didn't have to meet in person with people, you met in person with her.
And I'm a mentor and for a podcast mentor, an up-and-coming, I was going to add that. Very I'm sure this is going to be very successful.
I'm confused. That word you said was goals? Is that... Let me write that down.
Yeah, you got to... G-O-A-L.
Start with G...
Okay.
And then end with S.
Okay. But I do appreciate you guys. All of you have always been very supportive of me, so that's good.
And yeah. We're getting really tired of it, Gabe. We got to get going, buddy.
Yeah. I've been liking and laughing at all of the memes that you post.
Thank you.
A lot of them, anyway. Yeah.
You're a funny guy, and
I appreciate that.
I think you could bring a fun perspective to a grim story.
As far as memes go, I did one with the Easy Bake Oven, but I made it an Easy Bake Crematory with a Barbie going in it. And it was just a spur of the moment. It took me like 5 minutes, and I did it. And then it got shared by this, what is it, wife of a mortician or something, life of a white mortician's wife, something like that. She put it on her page on Facebook, and it got like 20,000 likes and like 15,000 shares.
Wow.
So I was like, I wish it was monetized.
So what you're actually making, you're like from scratch, you're making these memes.
Well, I use the advertisement, and then I put writing over it. You know, I used
But they're not just like you're plucking them out of anywhere. You're actually...
Yeah, yeah. Like I've done a lot. I had them on Instagram, and then somebody hacked my Instagram, and then I went back, and they're all gone now. So, but I can
remember
make
how
them.
Those Easy Bake Ovens worked.
I'm sorry?
Said, so remembering how those Easy Bake Ovens work.
Yeah,
a
light bulb.
Cremate a Barbie in about 15 and a half years.
Yeah, no, that's it. So, but, you know, you have to appreciate
Sounds
the picture.
Sounds like you should be doing a podcast with humor for morticians is what you should be doing.
Well, that's too easy. I've told you about my coroner friend, and she's the one that thought of the Barbie, because I just had the girl sitting in front of it with a couple of urns, but then I inserted a little... Barbie, like she's put it into the tray. So,
that actually reminds me of that song. Who's that by? Black Wolsa, won't you come?
Yes.
Right? Sorry. Have you seen the music video for that from back in the
I've played it on Guitar Hero.
With the creepy ass smiles.
Yes, yeah. The creepy smiles and the melting Barbie on the barbecue.
Oh,
Soundgarden.
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to look at that.
Yes, Gabe is hilarious. That's what we're coming to the conclusion on. Don't let it go to your head.
He prefers Gabriel, just so you know.
Gabriel.
Let's just fix that right now.
That's, either one's fine.
It's been bugging you this whole time, hasn't it?
No, either one's fine. So.
All right. Thanks, Gabriel.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Anyone else? Craig, you're quiet over here.
Oh, that's because I got such cool stuff
Ooh,
going
he's
on,
ready
man.
To talk.
I am.
Fire away.
Did you guys see Shorts on Sports? I think I posted it on Facebook.
Yes. Yes, and you also had it on the Appleton Podcast co-op page.
Okay, that's maybe, did I put it in the wrong spot?
I wouldn't know that. That would be your choice.
I don't know.
I saw that one with the little kid and the bow tie
talking to Jonathan Owens, Green Bay Packer Jonathan Owens.
That was super cute.
Former.
Wasn't that adorable?
Yeah, it was super
terrified
cute and
that
super
this
informative.
I wasn't sure if this kid was going to be able to do it again.
Super smart.
And he did. He was so cool. We just shot... his second episode with Green Bay Phoenix coach Sundance Wicks.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
Not at all.
I didn't either, but he's a big freaking deal, which is, like, awesome.
Okay.
And he's, like, one of the winningest coaches currently that's going, I don't know, something with what they're doing. He got some whacked award. I don't know. But this kid knew it all.
Basketball coach? Football coach?
Basketball coach.
Okay. Yeah. I knew that their basketball team was
decent.
He's
a coach at UWGB men's.
Yeah.
And the team went from worst to almost first.
He is awesome.
Yeah,
he's a really great guy. And him and this little kid, Beckett, clicked so well that I'm going to have to pull out a lot of stuff because it's like, the little kid is like, hey, I want to hear 5 facts about you and go. And the guy's like, oh, okay. Well, the first fact is that I do this. And then the kid's like, you know what? That reminds me a lot about myself because I do a lot of this too. And it's like, okay, that was kind of cute, but it's, Beckett, you're interviewing him. You're not trying to talk about yourself, but he still manages to pepper himself into the show, which is what makes it, I don't know. There's a certain charm that you cannot get without it being genuine. You know, and he kept going and this is a video podcast, guys, so it's got to be edited. And I'm as the editor, I kind of had to watch it, and I'm going, okay, we're half an hour in, holy crap, this is going to be quite a job already. And then he just kept going. He kept going. Yeah. And then finally I'm like, all right, you guys, we got to figure out a way to cut it here. But what we're going to do is we're going to turn it into two episodes.
Yeah.
So we're going to break it in half. And Sundance Wix was like, all right, Beckett, I just wish I could be in your brain for like a half a day. And Beckett's like, yeah, I want to be in your brain for half a day. And he's Wix was like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. You want to coach for me for a day?
Oh,
and
man.
It's like, yeah. And he's like, I'm serious now. Do you want to coach for me for a day? And then he's like, the kid was just paused. He's just paused. And then Wix was going on, and he's like, I'm serious. I'll get you a whistle. We'll have you guys can videotape the whole thing, and we'll make it a big deal.
I love this.
And then the kid's like, yeah, I want to do that. And they shook hands. So this little 9-year-old kid is going to be coaching the Green Bay basketball team.
We need more kids in authoritative roles, I think.
Yeah.
And
I agree. Yeah.
And then sometime before...
Throw a little chaos in there, right?
Sometime before the end of this month, he's going to be interviewing at Lambeau Field in the private suite of Mark Murphy. He's going to be interviewing Mark Murphy. Good Lord.
How does he get these connections?
Hold on.
What do you mean?
Is this kid getting paid?
He's not getting paid to do this. No.
Okay,
because
I feel like he should probably get paid.
Well, honestly,
let's make that happen.
If this were to continue, he would have a career in this. I honestly, legitimately think about that because it was not a one-and-done thing.
Yeah.
It was not a fluke. This kid knew his basketball information, and he knew the questions. He was prepared. And it's like, wow. And there was a connection that was built there. You know, and we got to have two different sized chairs because the kid's so little. And
you got a bar stool for the kid.
Yeah, we got a bar stool for the kid. And we put the coach on just a normal chair. But it was engaging all the way through. I got a heck of a lot of work to do to cut it now. But it's going to be gold. And I'm nervous about that next one to come.
Shorts on Sports with a Z.
Yep.
So whoever wants to pay, Beckett is the kid's name?
Beckett is the kid's
whoever
name.
Whoever wants to sponsor Beckett.
Hey, I think he gets 10% of all
monetization. I think there's going to be some people watching for that in the coming days. It's pretty crazy. I think he's either 9 or 10. But he is a sharp little tack. And when you're a sharp kid... Sometimes it's difficult for you to really click with just the general kids around you. So he's got to have, you know, he's got friends that he's really gets tight with, but they're pretty sharp too. And that's the thing. I don't want anything ill to happen to this kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's definitely something that you think about. But it's been going really well. He's been excited. His mom has been supportive of club. And it makes the Boys and Girls Club look fantastic.
Yeah.
And the other thing, though, too, before I throw away this whole concept is we're pulling in
You're handing off the mic to someone.
Yeah. We're trying to pull as many kids into the process as well.
Yeah.
So it's like I've had all my kids come and help set it up, get it ready. And then this one here, when he started shooting, most of the kids were already gone.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a lot of audience members, but I'm trying to get them to be part of the behind the scenes and asking some questions too.
So which kid are you entrusting to edit?
None of them yet. Yeah, when you're dealing with 10-year-olds, it's hard.
To get them sit for hour or two hours to edit and learn color correction and everything else that goes into that. That's tricky.
It's been a lot of fun. I think it's going to be really successful. But one of the other things, and I don't mean to commandeer the mic here, but I mentioned to some of you
guys
earlier.
You're on par for everyone else. So.
Is I've got a filmmaking forum coming up June 1st.
Cool.
So between now and our next meeting, it's going to happen. And we've got people on a panel for screenwriting and a screenwriting workshop, as well as a... acting workshop or panel, and a panel on producing. So these will be some kind of cool things. Throughout the day, we'll hopefully have some headshots set up where you can do that, maybe some short films playing, maybe a contest or two, I don't know.
Mini
but I really want to see... Say again?
Mini Wildwood? What do you...
I don't... You know what? I'd love to see it kick Wildwood back into gear.
Yeah.
But But
so test in the waters.
We don't know yet. You guys got a decent name for this filmmaking event?
That's the end of it. We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
I kind of dig that, but still untitled. Like Adam Savage already has that. Filmmakers Forum is kind of the. But I would love to go with Filmmaker Friday, but it's on Saturday.
Are people calling themselves filmmakers anymore? Getting started?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they are.
I just feel like a lot of kids are like, I want to be a creator or I want to be a YouTuber.
I want to create content. You'd be surprised at how many kids know those words already.
Yeah.
I want to be a content creator.
Right.
What? How old are you?
I'm seven years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that you should change that because I think filmmaking is an art form of itself, totally separate than content creation.
Well, content creation is a huge
net. Right. We're doing content creation right now.
And where is it going to be?
Wild.
It's going to be at the Brown County Library. Thanks for asking, Bob. I would have totally forgotten that. And it's June 1st at the Brown County Library. We'll probably start out at about 10 with a meet and greet.
Yeah.
And then kick right into some of the workshops. But ultimately, it's about rubbing elbows.
Yeah.
And just like this is, you guys, where you're getting a chance to meet everybody and get inspired about making podcasts, I really want to get back into the world of filmmaking again. Yeah.
Community matters.
Yeah. I mean, since pandemic, I've shot over 100 short films, but they're all educational-based.
Yeah.
And it's nothing narrative, and I want to get back into that world so bad. Yeah. And maybe on a more serious level.
Cool. Well, looking forward to seeing whatever you produce.
Cool. So. Come and see us, guys.
Yes. We'll have links to show notes for everyone. So I'm not going to track down all of your links, though. You're going to have to send them to me because we have way too many people for me to track down every link to be tracked down. Bob, got anything new?
Not a thing.
Tom?
Tardy as always. See you later.
Hey, I was just Tom, didn't you get not your as tardy up? As you. What? Hey, Smoke Show is up.
Yeah, it's up, but that was like smoke two, show. That was 2 months ago.
Okay.
So tell us about it because we haven't talked about it.
I thought, didn't I mention that last month? There's only 3 episodes right now out of 12 that have been shot. It's on Spotify only because I don't know how to do Apple, so somebody might help me get it onto Apple. And then there's a couple of tidbits on YouTube that's not public yet. But
Do you do?
It's smokescreen, just me and knuckleheaded people like Craig sit and talk about topics. We talked about artificial intelligence. Nicknames is kind of a great topic for people because most of us have had a nickname or two or known somebody with a cool nickname.
Like Knucklehead?
Knucklehead or Fart Bucket. Why did I call you Fart Bucket? Well, I farted in a bucket once.
You can't live that down.
Anyway, that wasn't one of the nicknames. And then Dan Wheeler's one of the other guys. He's not here tonight. Anyway, so next month there'll be more out there. Back to you.
I'd love to show you how to get it onto Apple so you can have it more accessible to more people. Let me know. Sometimes we'll set that up. Gary, anything new over you in your world?
I had to file a Digital Millennial Copyright Act notice.
Let's turn on the microphone and then we can talk.
I had to file a Digital Millennial Copyright Act notice to some guy in Poland who was such a fan of my show that he went and copied 200 episodes and started making money off of it doing translations of it. And then I confronted him on it. He goes like, oh, no, it's different. I changed some of the words.
to a different
language.
That's
like saying if you say, you know, well, no, Harry Potter with an I. Harry spelled with an I, so it's a different thing.
No one understands bubbler over here. We had to change that.
And I was like, you can't just take what I did. It's like, well, you weren't doing it. It's like, that doesn't matter. If I choose never to translate it into Polish, that's my decision.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I'll just give you 50%. It's like, no, you don't understand how this works. That's not how it works. You don't infringe on my show and then say, I'll give you half of what you stole from me.
But he's trying.
And then in the show notes, he like...
Does he admits, copy your show notes and cover art and everything?
No, he doesn't do the cover. The cover art is awful. It looks like it's from Eastern Europe.
How did you find out about this?
He contacted me.
To tell you what?
To tell you that he loves your show?
And here's the kicker. So my show has like 1,300 reviews on Spotify.
Yeah.
Which is above average.
Yes.
He had over 10,000.
What the heck?
Polish people love podcasts, I guess.
I don't don't think there's a lot of Polish podcasts out there. So I think
now
you
know.
So now I'm like, well, Jesus, maybe I should do a version in Polish.
Wow. Cater to the Polish market, people. Come on.
I'm gonna start learning Polish.
I've been there.
Gary, was that a lot of
Gabriel's heading out? Thanks for coming tonight, Gabriel. Appreciate it.
Good luck, Gabe.
Question, was that a technical, like a lot of paperwork to get that? Isn't this mic on? A lot of paperwork, or did you have to use a lawyer?
No, there are templates online.
Okay.
Basically, you just have to testify, I am the owner of this
media.
Here is my original stuff. Yeah. Here is the stuff that violated it. Please take it down. So it's a takedown notice. So I sent it to his podcast host, and I sent it to Spotify, and I'm simply telling them, take this down. So they are free and clear of it.
I'd have thought Disney would have copyrighted the DMCA takedown notices by now.
So here is the next dumb question. Why is this mic not on?
It is on.
It is on. It just doesn't sound. So have you found a friend that speaks Polish that you're going to have translate your show and start making more money overseas?
I could just hire someone, I have a feeling. I could probably go on to Fiverr and say I'm looking for someone for a Polish translation. I do know a couple people in Poland. I think they got better things to do than this.
Well, it sounds like you have someone who's already done it for 200.
Wow.
I have no idea
what
he did.
Or what he's saying? Because you don't speak
Polish.
Just translate it back in English. Then you'll know.
Yeah, but then it's like something in English translated into Polish back into English. And that seldom turns out well.
Gibberish.
Try doing that sometime in Google Translate.
Sounds like a Patreon episode to me.
Put it into a foreign language. Do it back and back and back.
Yeah, because in Spanish, you flip the words. You know, they crisscross each other, so. What I want to know is, so he came up to you and he told you, hey, I'm stealing your stuff.
There's nothing wrong with this. It's like, oh, I love your show, so yeah, I made my own. Now, if he had just made a show that was similar.
Right.
Where he just decided to do, you know, history, then I can do about that. That's fine. All the power to you. Good luck.
Does he have a completionist club?
Probably. Or whatever it's called in Polish.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Kielbasa Club. But I don't think it dawned on him that you can't, like, I don't think he was trying to be malicious.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So.
Do you cover a lot of Polish topics other than kielbasa?
I think now I'm done.
Huh? Might as well.
General Pulaski. The American Revolution.
Salt mines. Did you cover salt mines already?
I have a good podcasting story from the salt mine, though.
Yes.
This is a true story. So for 11 years, I did a show called This Week in Travel. And it was me and three other co-hosts. Guy who has another big travel podcast, a woman who's a writer for the LA Times, and the three of us would have one guest and we'd talk about stuff. But it was always difficult scheduling because I was the one who was always on the road. So this one time, this must have been 2017, I think, I was in Poland, I was in Krakow, and I went to this world-famous salt mine, it's a World Heritage Site. It's like, the time I was going to be there was when they were going to record. So I'm like, I can't do it, just record without me. So I'm in the salt mine a mile underground. There's a cafe.
It's a long
elevator.
They
have Wi-Fi. Mile underground while they're recording. And I'm like, I could call in because they do it on Skype. And I have Skype on my phone. So I hook up to the Wi-Fi. And while they're in the middle of recording, I call into the show. And I'm just like, they're like, Gary, where are you? It's like, I am a mile underground. This is podcasting history. I'm calling you from a mile under the earth. I don't have a lot of time. Just wanted to say hi. So they're like, oh, wow, great.
The Wi-Fi is expensive.
I forgot to hit record. The whole show that they recorded never happened.
Well, they didn't really record it.
So does it really happen?
Oh, I have witnesses, but I have no evidence.
You've got the receipt for paying for the Wi-Fi a mile underground.
So what was the lesson learned?
It records. that Gary's not allowed to not be there when they do the podcast.
However, the guy that was doing the recording later on started his own Everything Everywhere Daily podcast in Polish.
Oh, no, here's the other thing. It's not Everything Everywhere Daily in Polish. It's just Everything Everywhere. And I said, well, dude, you even took my name. He goes, no, I don't use the word daily. As if somehow... It's like Harry Potter and the Stone. Why didn't call it the Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, it's just.
I mean, I honestly though, it can be hard to find the perfect name for your podcast or your watch. You almost technically do have to change just one thing,
yeah,
sometimes just to be able to get your name or add a letter.
Until
or
you
whatever.
Have a trademark, which I don't think is worth it for most podcasters. At Gary's point, it probably is. To do a trademark.
There's another podcast out there with the same name, yeah, but I just overwhelmed it by.
Well, there was that Oscar-winning movie better. That Everything Everywhere. All
I reserved. I have been using the name since 2005. That was when I reserved the domain name. Prior. In 2010,
yep.
I was in Barcelona walking down the street, and I suddenly got a flood of emails, like all at once,
mm-hmm,
and they're like, "Dude, you're gonna be rich." And I'm like, "What is it?" T-Mobile and Orange Mobile in the UK merged,
uh-huh,
and the name of their new company was
Everything Everywhere. Ooh.
No, I did not get rich. I never saw a dime. They had one person reach out to me, and it was like, "Are you going to sue us?" And I had a friend who's an IP attorney, and I asked him, "Is like, there's anything I can do about this?" He goes, "Well, they're in another country. They're way bigger than you, and it's a completely different industry. So, no.
Probably not worth it."
Wow. Not always worth it to fight it. Yeah. Well, thanks, Gary.
That's a good lesson for us all.
Yes.
You know, if you think about this, this guy, if you think about this, this guy in Poland sounds almost like he's mafia. I'm going to take part of your... No, I'm teasing. I'm kidding. I'm going to take part of your business, and then you're going to pay me, and we're going to make this work.
I'll give you 50%.
50%.
Yeah. If you're good.
No, if it's the Polish mafia, then it would be like, okay, you don't like 50%, all right, 80%, we'll give you more.
80%. This is business.
Come take a trip on my submarine with screen doors.
This is me, Al Kaponski.
It's nothing personal.
I got pierogies from my grandma. Speaking of bad accents, but and good accents, let's go over to the voice actor of the crew, Randy. What's up with
you? Hey, what's up? I'm just working, man. I'm not producing a podcast right now.
Yeah.
I've got some writing to do so that we can finish producing our first season of The Watch.
Yep.
But I'm not producing a podcast right now. I'm not doing anything but concentrating on my job.
Perfect.
So I've got a new show coming up on Pocket FM. If anyone knows what Pocket FM is, I've been working with them. I've got a new show coming up.
Cool.
Through them shortly. I don't know exactly when, but I've been busting my ass on it for the last month.
Did you do writing for it or voice acting?
Didn't do the writing. I'm just doing the voice acting.
Yeah.
I just moved my studio, so I'm in a new studio space. It's a little bit smaller, but it's quieter.
That's nice.
I also know that they can hear me through the walls. So, or not through the walls, but through the doors.
Yep.
So I'm just really curious to, like, what's going through people's minds as I'm yelling in different accents and voices as they're walking by.
Oh, that's great.
I know someone you should talk to.
On Mr. E's. Because he's got these multiple personalities going on, and I think he needs somebody to psychologically work him through this.
One of my friends, a longtime podcasting guy, he's in the Podcasting Hall of Fame. His name is Evo Terra. And he recently started a newsletter dedicated to fiction podcasts. And
specifically,
when you're ready to
launch
it, it might be worthwhile to get in touch with them, and it might be a great vehicle to promote the show.
That's an excellent idea. I will get that information from you.
Yes.
Later.
I believe the newsletter website podcast is called The End, and it's just dedicated to shows that are completed. But I'm sure he's probably doing that with the intent of, hey, get other shows on there.
Yeah, it would still
be
a good place to promote it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's the name of the show, Randy?
Of the one on Pocket?
Yeah.
Right now it's called Arc Online.
Arc Online.
So it's a...
Arc?
Arc.
Okay.
I didn't sign anything, so I think I'm allowed to talk about it.
I mean, I haven't published this yet.
It's not released yet is the only thing, but...
it's not live.
You can blame me. I'll be the pariah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jess.
No, it's a... what are they, lit RPG?
Is that like a survival game?
No, yep. It's basically it's gamer core,
yep.
or gamer punk is another name for it.
Oh sure.
But
is it scripted?
It's It is totally scripted. Okay. I get
so it's not like
scripts.
A live play RPG.
Nothing like that. No, this is it's a totally scripted, serialized story.
Cool.
So it's about a kid who is trying to save the world essentially by defeating an evil AI in a video game.
Cool.
Because the evil AI is pissed off because he beat him in a different video game and.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
Ready Player One meets something.
Yeah,
else.
That kind of that sort of idea. Yeah. So most of the action takes place in game.
Yeah.
He does occasionally get to leave the game, and there's some stuff going on in the real world too.
So. Randy, my name is Stanislaw, and this sounds very much like program we're doing in Poland.
The Polish are coming for all of our podcast people. Lock it down.
We're just calling it Ark.
It's different.
Okay? Ark is boat.
Totally different.
Big boat.
Boat on the internet.
Yes. Have you seen
Shorts on Schwartz?
But with an S.
I've not watched Mrs. Davis.
Yes. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's so good.
That is not the first time that has been brought up on podcast here. You've talked about it before, so clearly it is.
I highly recommend. We don't have Hulu anymore because we got rid of a lot of our streaming services so that we can watch reruns of Psych. No, originally
Breach.
So that we could do Masterclass and save money. But
in quotes,
we're actually
I just want to point that out.
We still have Amazon Prime, so we're still watching reruns of nonsense.
Hey. Whoa. Psych is not nonsense.
However,
it is the greatest television show known to man. In
however,
my opinion.
It is on Hulu, Mrs. Davis, and it is friggin' phenomenal.
Mm. Backed up by Gary.
It's about a nun.
Right.
Great start.
She's laughing because that is this is literally the truth.
Oh no, I know. I've seen the ads. Yeah.
Yeah. Against an AI that runs the world.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, if you got if you have to battle an AI that runs the world, you send a nun.
Yeah.
I think that just goes without saying.
100%.
Yeah, I saw like the first two episodes and I got lost.
It's okay. There's an evil AI. We have.
We'll start a watch podcast,
it's
Jose.
Really, it's like, it feels so absurd. But trust me, just like.
Keep watching.
Keep watching.
This reminds me of that character in Peter Jackson's Dead Alive. The priest who I kick ass for the Lord.
Yes, I.
That's literally.
Isn't that thing? She is so a nun is supposed to be the bride of Christ.
Well,
she's
hold on,
you're the bride of Christ.
Hold on, you're not ruining the show now, are you?
No, that's what Gary likes about it.
She's
I might still watch it.
No,
so
I'm
I might
not
still,
ruining
I,
it at all.
I still might watch it.
But they take that literally.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if it's me, but I think that Gary gets just a little bit too into that whole concept. I mean, he had a thing about a nun last time we did a podcast. I'm just saying, you know, the whole thing, the nuns and the rulers and,
hey,
you know.
Hey, some people like fast cars. Some people like fast women. Some people like women in wimples with a ruler.
Yeah.
It's to each their fucking own, man.
Yeah. Well, it's all about preference.
Yeah. We don't judge here.
It's all about
no judging. No judging. Oh, no.
I was just
going to
say.
It's what?
You're a judge.
Randy, continue.
You judge all the time.
Are you the main character?
Okay, I'm the only character.
You're the only character.
So, yes.
So, you play all the voices?
So, literally, I do every voice.
Ooh.
Okay. But I didn't write it. It's not my concept.
Yeah.
I got hired to do it. But, I am the narrator. And every single character. So I spend a lot of time arguing with myself loudly in various voices. And it's, it's a lot of fun.
So just a regular day.
Day, really. It's almost like I shut my office door, I lock it, I go home, same fucking thing. It's, yeah.
Mr. E, is that insanity? How do you define it?
No, but this is a thing. I've been looking for simulations on schizophrenia. Or DID, dissociative identity disorder, and I think I might just show up at your studio and record. I think that would be one hell of a podcast.
Tapping into
seriously, you got something going there.
That's right.
to the life.
You might enjoy it.
You could just stand outside of his door with a recorder.
I have a feeling if we go to his studio, nothing's plugged in. It's just him.
It's just me.
Shouting at himself.
Cardboard.
This is all just
this is what I do. Media.
Oh, it's a podcast.
That Simpsons headline, old man yells at clouds. Yeah.
Walk into Randy's studio and it's paper mache.
He's got a bunch of mannequins like sitting in the audience.
No
like,
faces.
Not even mannequins, stuffed animals.
I don't even have an actual computer. It's just a box.
We have an intervention. It's like, Randy, that's not a microphone. It's a cigar with a knitting needle. That's all it is.
Excuse me, I need to talk to my client.
Mike and I used to rented a little office space in Nina back in the day when I was getting way into like music production, and I did nothing with that, by the way. Aside from podcasting.
Be creative, nonetheless.
But
wasn't
I was very interested in it for a second. But we had this little office in Nina, and next door to us was a woman who was a psychologist, and she had a noise machine, which did not work very well. Because we could still totally hear.
It's the noise machine is about the illusion
what
of
the
privacy.
Client was saying. And Mike is over here like, I'm not going to listen, I'm not going to listen. And I'm over here like,
I'm listening.
What are they saying? What are they coming in for?
If it weren't for the meds, he wouldn't do it.
She's just in there trying to work it and just... Oh my God!
Yeah. I give much better advice than that.
That's what they're telling him to do.
She's going through the wall. You don't take him back, Susan. Run, Susan, run! You are better than that man.
Literally.
Yes. Well, welcome to the Appleton Podcast Club. If you would like to join in on these conversations, we meet here at McFleshman's the first Wednesday of every month.
It's cheaper than therapy.
It's cheaper than therapy. Jess will still yell at you. Just kidding. Jess is not going to yell at you. Randy and Bob might yell at you, depending on what you say. But we'd love to have you here. Come join the tables, plural, however many microphones we got. You can bring your own or you can use one of mine. Come on down. Join us for a good time, a good beer. And thanks for listening.